And we back once again
with another one.
Another one. Welcome back to another episode of Lounge Talk with J18, man.
Welcome back, y'all.
We 10 episodes in now.
We 10 episodes in.
This is episode number 10 of Lounge Talk with J18, man. And it's been good so far, y'all.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So welcome back, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's been a good week. How your week been?
What's been going on? Man, for us, it's in real time, it's Monday. So yeah. The week is literally just starting, but it's been a good day so far.
Yeah.
We thank God for that.
Yeah.
How's your week been going? How's your week off to a good start? Coming off of Mother's Day weekend.
It is Mother's Day weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We want to get that out the way.
Yes.
Belated Mother's Day because it is Monday now. But yeah, moms, we love you. We thank you for everything that you are and everything you have been. Nothing without mama, man. Nothing
Absolutely
without mama.
Nothing.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So we're going to get it kicked off before we dive into Mother's Day a little bit more. We're going to get it kicked off with scripture today, so take it away with it.
The scripture of the day comes from Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, and we're just going to read part A, and it reads, "Be still and know that I am God."
That's it. Nice short
example. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
My prayer is that you speak that over every situation. Over every circumstance, over every trial, over every test, speak the word of God. God says to put him in remembrance of his word. Mm-hmm. And his word says to be still, means calm your heart, calm your emotions, and know that he is God.
It's a beautiful thing. You have to be still and know that he is God. That's how we get through it.
Literally.
That's how we get through it, man. Sometimes that's all you got to lean on. You just have to know.
Yes.
You gotta know it in your heart, man. And when you know that in your heart, boy.
Everything else comes secondary.
Yes, because this world is challenging. We go through things and, you know, sometimes you just gotta let God be God. Simple.
Yes.
No need to overcomplicate it, man. Just let God be God, man, and everything gonna fall in line.
That's it.
So, Mother's Day was this past weekend, man. And once again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. Even, you know, a lot of one-parent households out there, a lot of people that play both roles. So, but I want to shout out to you. We definitely want to show you love, but specifically mothers, because I think that there's nothing like a mother's love. You know,
nothing like it.
Fathers, you know, men, we are just built, especially as fathers, to just be, you know, the rock for the household, to be soft but strong at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, but mothers, man. Y'all, a lot of women, man, they carry the load, and especially all the single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what I wanted to discuss just a little bit. All the single mothers just out there getting it, man. That's going out there getting that degree.
Yes,
that's holding down the household. Grandmama got to watch the kids for a few hours. You know what I'm saying? And and you working overnights. All of y'all that's just out there getting it, man. That just blows my mind.
It does. Because it's not an easy job. It is not easy. But some of these single mothers, they make it look easy.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you when you're in lack somewhere, that God will grace you to make up the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
There's an extraordinary grace on single mothers. And I am praying for you. And I'm sure that there are many who are praying for you. And you keep going. Don't you stop. Happy Mother's Day.
Y'all. Yes, yes. Happy Mother's Day.
And belated Mother's Day.
Yeah, man. It's, man, I don't think a lot of single mothers get a lot of credit.
They don't.
Because I know being in a two-parent household, it's hard still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to have, especially if you're a single mother, you got multiple kids, you got two or three kids in the house, and you making it happen, man, like, I commend you. I celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. And
I just want to show y'all love, because I know a lot of people like to skip over y'all, you know, with the narrative of single women. You know, why are you single? It's a reason why. I ain't here to talk about all that. Mm-hmm. Why are you single? I ain't worried about all that. You still, even in your ratchetness, get it done.
Yes.
You know, You get it done. A lot of y'all ain't ratchet. Some of y'all are really good women. You just, you know, it just didn't work out. And now you have kids to raise because men ain't stepping up. And that's a whole nother podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause I got a lot to say about these no good men, especially black men that just don't know how to step up.
Uh-oh.
So just shout out to all the mothers out there, man.
He getting started early, y'all.
Cause man, that these man, dude, man, that just bothers me with these men that just don't. I think about that every Mother's Day, though. I think about it every Mother's Day. It's like you see all these pictures on IG and the social media about these women. You see these pictures and they single, they by themselves, and I'm like, you laying down. These women, and you know, you're not taking care of your responsibilities. I even understand if the relationship ain't gonna work out, but at least be a father and be a support system for her. I've always been a true advocate for that. Like, even if the relationship didn't work out, it takes nothing to reach out and be like, hey, I got you. If there's anything that you need, still, you know.
And also, I also just want to speak to the idea or potentially the fact that some mothers have this bitterness and they don't allow men to be in the picture. Yeah, so we're not talking about that group. Yeah. We're not talking about that group. We're talking about specifically the group that the father is willing and is able. They should be. And we are praying for your strength, ladies. And we are hoping that things will get better for you.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah, it will. It's two sides to every story. We get that.
Yeah.
You know, some cases, men is trash. Other cases, women be trash. But I'm just specifically to those women that's out there getting it and going to work, man. And it just, it takes a whole lot for you to even get going in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not an easy thing to do, but you do it. And that's why you are celebrated in my book.
Absolutely. And mine too.
Which leads, talking about men, which leads me to the topic of the day. Let's talk about these men out here, specifically to the men. Now, we can go on about women all day, but this ain't about them today.
Well, Mother's Day is over, so we on our way to Father's Day anyway.
Yeah, we on our way to Father's Day anyway. So maybe men, this will give y'all something to think about on your way to Father's Day. Maybe you'll get a couple extra gifts. Maybe this episode will help you a little bit. So it's been a conversation about men nowadays, these new age men that don't like to carry the load in the house. You feel like everything should be split 50-50.
Talk
bills,
about it.
Everything should be split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, it's to each his own. It's however your dynamic work.
I agree with that.
This is one part of how I feel. One part of how I feel is however your marriage works. If you came into the marriage and y'all agreed, everything 50-50, you know what I'm saying? We're going to split the rent. We're going to split the water bill, light bill, groceries, all that. Whatever works for your marriage. I want to preface my comments by saying that. Whatever works for you and your household, hey, keep it going.
And then, hold on. Can I answer that real quick and say the way you run your household may not be the way somebody else run their household. And that's okay.
Right.
What we're not going to do is play one end against the middle and say this person's relationship or marriage or whatever is better because they do this. No. You have to do what works for you and your husband or you and your wife.
Yeah, but period. Go ahead. Period. But my thing is this too. As a man, it's just what they say, incumbent. Is that how you say it?
That's the word.
Do what to be a man and step up.
Yeah.
And I want to play this video really quick of Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on
the Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, honorable. Yeah, no, intelligent, intellectual. Farrakhan be saying some stuff, boy. I don't agree with everything he say, but I agree with him on this. Watch this.
In this world, like working women, because you don't want to work. Well, you know, it takes two of us. Oh, shut up. Damn it, the only reason it takes two is because you want to live beyond your means. Some of you know your woman is pregnant and you push her out. You got to go to work, girl. What the hell are you for? Your job, after you make her pregnant, is to work your behind off so she can rear your child. Well, today's economics doesn't allow that. Wrong. If you want to work for McDonald's, that won't allow it. But if you want to use your creative juices to create something that will bring money into your house, it is unlimited what you can do. And I'm not talking about selling drugs or pimping.
Ooh, that man was talking.
Heavy.
I mean.
Heavy.
I want to play that one more time because
play it again. I think
somebody in their living room or you laying in your bed, you sitting at the kitchen table, you ain't digest that. We gonna play that one more time. All right. Is that all right?
That's all right.
One more time.
In this world, like working women, because you don't want to work. Well, you know, it takes two of us. Oh, shut up. Damn it, the only reason it takes two is because you want to live beyond your means. Some of you know your woman is pregnant and you push her out. You got to go to work, girl. What the hell are you for? Your job after you make her pregnant is to work your behind off so she can rear your child. Well, today's economics doesn't allow that. Wrong. If you want to work for McDonald's, that won't allow it. But if you want to use your creative juices to create something that will bring money into your house, it is unlimited what you can do. And I'm not talking about selling drugs or pimping.
The floor is yours.
He right. There is, where do we start? There is, not only is it proper, but it's needed. Because it keeps balance in the home. It keeps down confusion and contention.
Yeah.
When we have an understanding of what we are supposed to be doing as it relates to caring for our household, caring for our children.
Right.
And the moment that we get off balance with that is when the foundation starts to shake. You understand? Yeah. That's my opinion. Now, again, like we said, we don't agree with everything he says, but this one here, he was spot on.
I couldn't agree more. Spot on. Spot the freak on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem that we have in society now.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of jelly back. No good.
Ooh.
Men, mm-hmm. for lack of better words,
mm-hmm.
that just don't know how to take any sort of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of, don't have no wherewithal, don't have no strength to get out there and do what needs to be done. I'm talking about, it's a lot of men out here like that. Not all, because I mm-hmm. believe that nothing is all and nothing is everything. You know, there are some men out here that are actually stepping up, doing what they got to do. Mm-hmm. They pounding that pavement. They doing everything that they are supposed to do. But there are a lot of men out here who simply are not. Mm-hmm. And that has to change. He said something in that clip that I really like. He said, when your woman is pregnant,
yes,
it's your job,
yes,
to take on,
yes,
that load,
yes.
Because I remember when my wife got pregnant, I took on the load big time.
Mm-hmm.
Household stuff, like I'm talking about. I mean, I even took on a load of feeding myself. And that was a load out within itself because it's like, man, well, only because when you so used to doing everything as a unit, and then that gets disrupted and now you have to do everything for yourself, you got to get back to your singleness for a minute.
Right.
You know, so you got to get back to, okay, I got to do this myself. I got to do this because we so used to helping each other. So,
right.
I mean, I just think society is going bad, man. We talk about men specifically today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to do better, especially black men.
Yeah.
It's not just about what he said in that clip. that gets me to my other point of we have to do better, period, being present.
Yes.
Present in the households, present for our women, our wives, our kids, doing what we have to do, man, because you don't understand, the buck stops with us.
Yes,
because when you're doing what you're supposed to do as a man, everything else is going to fall in line.
Yes.
You know, we always talk about how you want women to submit. Well, she ain't got nothing to submit to. A strong woman, especially strong black woman, she going to take the lead and she going to go ahead, because that's just from experience what I know.
Yes.
You know, my wife told me that. You don't do what you got to do, I'm going to do something about it. I said, well, I guess I got to do something.
You know, true.
Not to say I wasn't doing nothing, but it I made me step up even more, you know, because that's just how I was raised. It's how my dad raised me, you know, and it's not hard, man. It's just, look, man, if you don't know how to do it, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to tell you. If you don't, if you never have a father, because some men literally, keep it real, never had a father in their life. Never had somebody to rear them and help them and show them the way. And that's years of rearing. Like, my dad is years of him telling me stuff. Some stuff became redundant, but it was etched in my mind so much that when I became older, sometimes when I get in certain situations, I hear dad's voice. I hear him say what I should do in this situation. Almost prophetic, to the sense where I would literally have situations and experiences that he told me I was going to have.
See?
And what is that? That's the power of having a father in the household. He didn't have all the money, didn't have all the, you know what I'm saying, you know, high level success and all that. He was successful in my book, but
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It don't take money. It don't take a whole lot of money and a whole lot of power to just be there for your kids. It don't take all that.
No, it don't. And I think that the men that don't understand that miss it. Because you think that you need the only, you should be providing money. Absolutely. You should be provided for your children. You should be provided for your household. But like you talked about, when we talk about being present and we're talking about being that emotional support and we talk about being that backbone and your family seeing the example of how a man is to lead his family. That example needs to not only be heard, but seen. Because when you see it every day, it shapes your mind. When I saw my mom every day cooking, when I saw my mom tending to our home, when I saw my mom organizing our home, turning a house into a home, subconsciously, it was preparing me to do the same. Now, looking back at it, was I taking notes? No. But I was taking mental notes. And now, And now, me being a wife, me coming into womanhood or being actively in womanhood, when I find myself organizing, reconstructing, taking stuff down, spring cleaning, doing all of these things, I go, dang, there go my mama. And I love her for that because I took notes directly from her book. And just like it is for a woman, it's the same thing for little boys and their fathers.
And we talking about, again, the whole topic is splitting bills 50-50. How you feel about that? And that's another question. You know, shout out to y'all that have been participating in the polls and answering the questions. I've been seeing that. So we're going to pose another one. Are you down with splitting them bills 50-50? How you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm down for splitting it 50-50.
So let us know in that poll.
Oh, wait, is that a poll or are you asking me?
That's a poll.
I'm
just letting them know, like, we really want to know. So on YouTube, you watch this, put it in the description. How you feel about that? The 50-50, how is your dynamic? You know, how do you feel about that? Yes or no? And if you listen to the podcast, you don't necessarily watch on YouTube. We're going to have a poll for that. But so how do you feel about that, in that specifically, the 50-50 thing?
Oh, for me personally, I'm okay to do it, but I like to have the option to not to. And all the women know what I'm talking about.
I agree.
I am okay, because I'm okay with, so when we were being raised, mom called it going Dutch. For example, if a young man would take us on a date, my mom will always say, or dad would always say, make sure you have your own money. And if he pays, you tip. You show that you can contribute to something, right?
Right, Right.
So that's a little nugget for all the ladies that's dating or all of that fun stuff.
Yeah.
You go Dutch, you have your own. But for me, I like to have the option. Of course, I'll help.
Yeah.
But if I say, no, I don't want to help this week, this month, for the next 2 months, I want to know that everything is still going to be okay.
Take care of, right.
I need to know that that security is still going to be there should I decide to take a back seat. Because as a woman, now this don't have to be right, but as a woman, I feel that that is my right. Am I wrong? Now let's have an open.
I'm not gonna say if you right or wrong. I mean, that's how you feel.
That's personally how I
feel. Yeah, personally how you feel. Because everybody's dynamic is now how I feel is that it's an option as well.
Yes.
Well, of course we're gonna feel similar because we was raised in the same house.
True.
So, yeah. but we all don't think alike. It's another one of us, so we all don't think alike. Did we just on this specific topic? We all three of us, as siblings, seem to think very similar.
Yeah,
but I just truly believe that a woman is it's an option. You know, my wife decides she don't want to work, she'll come out the job. Let's do it.
Yeah,
you know, but she likes to. She likes to work. She likes to get her own money. She likes to do her thing.
Yeah,
so be it. You know, but I was always taught. My dad always taught me that's an option for her. Like it ain't like, oh well, you decide you don't want to work, so you're gonna put it all on her. Like that was not an option. That's almost like blasphemy.
Yeah,
that's blasphemy right there. Like, no, like if she decides today I'm done working, you as a man need to step up and be like, all right, hey, it is what it is.
Yes.
Even if that means you got to get another job.
Yes.
But in wisdom, because no, your wife shouldn't want your back to be broken down either.
No.
And I think that's where the lines get blurred. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to work, so I'm just sit at home. Well, are you gonna literally sit at home while your man work a 10-hour, 12-hour shift, then turn around and work part-time somewhere else, and then he driven into the ground. Therefore, he can bring in money, but he's no good for you.
See? Or the children. So,
that's why I say you got to have some sort of wisdom.
Yes.
Like, come on now.
Yes, you have to.
Wisdom is everybody needs to have it.
Yes. And what does the Bible say? Wisdom is the principal thing. And all that getting, get understanding. And I think that's the problem in families or relationships and marriages. We talk, but there's no understanding. And then when there's no understanding, then we can't come to an agreement. And now we got problems.
Yeah, major problems.
When if we would just come to an agreement and talk about it,
then
we could come to a solution that we both like. And there could be peace.
Yes, yes. That's why it's about communication.
Yeah.
And knowing what you're doing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And this is where a lot of people fall short. You don't have this conversation in the beginning, you're going to be digging it out in the process of being married. I've been married going on 6 years. I'll be 6 years in June. I'm still a baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know much. I don't know everything, but I know a little bit about everything.
Yep.
I know a little bit about everything. You know, but I have grown to know that there are a lot of things that me and my wife communicated before we got married. A lot of conversations.
Yes.
And still, when you get married, there's some stuff you're going to have to figure out.
Yes.
Like, but for the most part, you communicate that 50-50 thing. Like, how you on bills? Like, you going to make me pay them all? Now, me coming into it as a man, most men are already wired that way. That's why this is a hot topic, because it's like men nowadays are not wired this way. It's a new thinking out here. Like, I was wired to be like, oh yeah, you ain't got to work, but if you want to,
because we were reared really old school. We were coming up in school, people thought we were strange because our mother and our father were still together. And they weren't, they actually liked each other. People thought we were strange. And so because we were reared in like an old school environment, which really is proper, we were reared to have that understanding that a man is to take care of the house, a man is to work.
Very old school, very traditional.
In this generation.
Not all of them. It's a nice percentage.
They don't have that mentality.
Yeah.
And a lot of women tend to fill those shoes.
And I think that's my main thing is, like, I see too many women taking stuff on by themselves, man. I see it too much. There are men out here that's getting it. Trust me. They out here doing what they got to do. But I see far more women out here in these grocery stores, you know, Walmart, gas stations, out here pumping their own gas while the man's sitting in the car. You out here, she out here getting it, and you just laying on your behind. Like, come on, y'all. Like, really? Like, this what we doing? Some of this stuff is simple. Some of this stuff should be self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And it just hurts my heart sometimes, even as a man, because I have a special place in my heart for women and women in general because of how my dad raised me. It's just certain things that I see that disgust me when it comes to how some men operate, not all, how some operate out here.
Yeah.
And I see vast majority of men just not doing what they're supposed to do. So this 50-50 topic is a real thing, man. Because you have to communicate this thing. It starts at the dating level.
It does.
You take that person on their first date. That used to be the thing. Like, you take somebody on their first date, you talk about everything.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want in a woman? What do you want in a man? Like, what is it that you believe? Are you Muslim? Are you Christian? Are you atheist?
Right.
Like, what is it that you, what's up with you?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that process, I should have had that video of Creflo Dollar when he explained, like, before you get married. It's a whole,
it was like your hair.
Like, it's an energy. Did you buy it? Right.
Did you buy it right out, or do you make it payments on it? I need to know.
Right. Do you take showers 1 day a week, two times a week? Like, what is it? What are we doing?
I need to know.
I need to know. Like,
it's true,
but it just amazes me how little inventory people are doing now.
Yeah.
And that's all this boils down to is, like, you know, how little inventory are we doing, and how many men are not stepping up doing what they
have
to do.
Because trust, if you don't take inventory in the beginning, you will come up later, and in a state in which you don't think you are ready for.
And guess what?
And then you have to go back and retract your step and retrace your steps, because you're trying to figure out somewhere along the line, something got lost in translation.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and you're human, it will happen. But at the same time, you have to, it's incumbent upon us to just be diligent.
And true, and too, in the natural process of figuring out if you want to go 50-50 on bills or how you are, like.
Yeah.
Some, you're not gonna figure out everything in the feeling out process. Some stuff you only gonna figure out once you be in that relationship.
It's true.
Like, some, you're not gonna have all the answers in the beginning.
You're not.
Some stuff is just reserved for the marital experience. But I really want to know how y'all feel, man. Let us know. Do you go 50-50? On bills, like, or does your wife pay all the bills? Do you pay all the bills as the man? You know, do you feel like that time has passed where men are supposed to pay for everything, supposed to take care of the household, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of men that truly, truly feel like, man, we splitting this thing because you need to be pulling your weight too. You know, and there are things that women do, and we'll save that podcast for another day, but there are things that women are supposed to do. If your man is taking care of everything in the household, and I'll let you speak on that more than me because I'm not a woman, but there are things that women are supposed to do.
Yep.
If your man is out there bringing in the bacon.
Yep.
Your man,
and you are your man
making. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and you've upfrontly said that you don't want to work, that you just want to be at home. You want to be a stay-at-home girlfriend, a stay-at-home wife, a stay-at-home fiance, whatever terminology all the young ones are using these days. If you're staying at home, then it shouldn't be dirty.
Ooh, we're gonna get into that.
We might
have to get into that next week.
It shouldn't be.
If he leaves
and you're a stay-at-home, there shouldn't be any dishes in the sink. I need to be smelling candles. Where's the food?
Because what does that say about you as a woman, if your man?
Yeah. Did you order something? Did you make an effort? Especially to those who don't have children yet. There is absolutely
no ain't no excuse for that. No excuse.
Just saying.
So let us know how you feel, man. Let us know how you feel. We're going to end it on that note.
Oh, man, already?
That's it. 30 that was quick. Up. 30 minutes is up. If y'all, hey, man, y'all want longer podcasts, y'all got to keep supporting, man. Leave a comment. Subscribe to Lounge Talk J1A YouTube page over on YouTube. Subscribe on Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you may be listening, man. Lounge Talk with J1A. We out of here.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.